Today's Cut Newsline is One Cut. It features Jessica Kelton, soil health educator with the Soil Health Institute. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When you talk about soil health, there's really four primary principles that we focus upon. That means what can we do to build and maintain our soil health through minimizing tillage, maximizing diversity on soil, ensuring that we have a ground cover, protecting the soil, and maintaining living roots continuously or as long as possible in the field. Implementing soil health management practices really does look different and unique for each farm, depending on the climate, depending on how much rainfall they might get throughout the year. We don't just have a one-size-fits-all practice. A lot of times you can do some visual assessments just to look and see how does it look to you when you walk into a field, whether do you have a lot of ponding, do you have really good infiltration, is there runoff, what does that runoff look like, is it clear, is it cloudy, are you seeing some residue on your soil surface, do you see earthworms when you dig into that soil. Those are some visual assessments that growers can do. I definitely think that it's important for growers to think about soil health, not just in terms of, you know, the environmental impact, how can we better our soils, but also looking at adopting soil health management systems can really have an impact on your bottom line. And ultimately, for a grower to be sustainable, they've got to be able to be sustainable from a profitability standpoint. And the one really good thing that we've seen is there's been an effort to do a lot of surveys with growers to understand what that impact is on that bottom line. And a lot of times what we're seeing is that there is an increase in profitability per acre. If you go to the soilhealthinstitute.org website, you can see a lot of those economic fact sheets that kind of explain how a grower can see an improved profitability by adopting some of these soil health management systems.